14 of the young whooping cranes that followed ultralight pilots out of the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in October took a more western arc on their way to Florida. Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation says instead of going through Indiana and eastern Kentucky and Tennessee, they went through Illinois, western Kentucky and Tennessee, and Alabama. Garland says the migration did take longer than expected, 88 days.
Mainly it was just due to the weather not being very cooperative. A lot of days that were not flyable due to high winds. But the terrain that the ultralights and cranes were flying over was considerably safer in that there wasn't a lot of mountain ranges, for instance, in Tennessee that they've had to cross in the past years.
Garland says the team of scientists working on the 8-year Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership will do a more formal review of the route over the next few months. For the first time, the bird flock has been split to stay at two different wildlife refuges in Florida. Garland says that's because many birds died during a storm at one of the sites in 2007.
By spreading them out, your chances, obviously, of the same storm or a lightning event hitting both flocks is pretty small.
Garland says it took a year to find the right site at the second refuge and build a pen for the cranes. She says both sites have protections against predators. Another 7 younger birds followed older cranes to Florida or Tennessee last fall. There are 73 older birds in the ongoing experiment to create a migrating flock of whoopers in the eastern U.S. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.